Blog Talk Radio.
Them girly birds asking us to get hooked up with them?
Yeah, they got some kind of nerve trying to disrupt our bachelortude.
Hatching eggs, raising little good feathers. I don't know if I'm ready.
A god pigeon. The god pigeon says that as head of the family, he feels obligated to amuse us with occasional teeter-totter pranks.
A beak full of sand is not comical. Is that comical?
The god pigeon thinks it's amusing. It's amusing. You know what I'm saying?
That's one of the advantages of being god pigeon, Pesto.
I wish I was the god pigeon.
If I were the god pigeon, cooey, 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 fettuccine, cream sauce, parmesan, all the time I'd... If I were the god pigeon, whatever! Birds would kiss my toesies, shmooey, 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 mustacholi, Vito Corleone. Lord, show them I wasn't born to lose, make me boss of all them pidgey poos. I'd make offers no one can refuse. If I were the god pigeon, yeah!
Maybe I'll do a little goo d'etat and take over the flock.
Hiya, Pesto.
Geeky, if you are hovering around over here expecting me to ask you to marry me, you can forget about it.
Please, Pesto. I don't want to marry you.
Oh, yes, you do.
I do not.
That's it. You do want to marry me, and you will marry me.
Okay.
And that's final.
Thank you.
what lets us steer free of oppression and tyranny, even your Greekly democratic howling mob tyranny. United States, the community of sacred individuals which reveres the sacredness of the individual choice, the individual's right to pursue his own vision of the best ratio of pleasure to pain, utterly sacrosanct, defended with teeth and bare claws all through our history. Instructions before leaving Earth, or Bible, a little bit of instrumental, of course. You guys may be familiar with the hook, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, which is a really good one. You guys are listening to DVTCRFM, or the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is close to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, back from a mild hiatus. We did have a crazy-ass time in Albuquerque last weekend. I do want to give a big shout out to every one of my Mothpocalypse Happy Fucking Endings crew that came out and happily supported everything that we did out there at the Hardwood Arts Center and at the Box Improv Performance Space and Theater. That's basically what the show is about tonight. This is late night Pigeon Pit radio. Of course, if you guys are not part of the Pigeon Pit on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, that's kind of why we're doing the show. We're going to bring you the Pigeon Pit tonight, discuss some stories, a little bit of anecdotes that we had during that beautiful goddamn time in Albuquerque, New Mexico. But, you know, we still got plenty of time to go into that. Right now, we still got lots of tracks to play, including Q65, DJ Food, RJD2, 45 Dip, as well as Saint Germain. Got a lot of great shit going on the show tonight, so I definitely appreciate everybody coming by, hanging out. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808. I do see that we have a 517 area code on the switchboard, so we'll be coming back with you here in just a second. But first, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Kodomo, very cool DJ out of New York City. Kodomo, name of the artist, name of the song is called Concept 16, right here, DVTCRFM. Yeah, we'll be right back. Thank you. asshole, henna, choco of every geek, ladies and gentlemen of the web, scatology, gene corpse, gangbang, black girls will ask you to show the best of pink penis father saw devil to commemorate Bukkake tattoo. Suicide girl, gimmick, vittery. Scatology, a membership of Gene Corps for 3 months, free service to submit Seaman Bukkake favorite delusion to the brain, and fellow of geeks from Machine Guns Made Tits, Akiba. The winner of this week's Tattoo Bukkake, Kira Kusaka, and Tattoo Era Girl CPU was Squid Shit Febreze. You reply ejaculation genetic engineering tweets delusion in the brain bloody fellow geek. This by tapping chainsaw vagina to nude covered with semen of cop black girls competition. Sex doll murder Akihabara this week. Pick of porn and fetish made scatology. Hashtag Akiba Bukkake Tattoo. All right. That was Kodomo with Concept 16. Kodomo being Japanese for child or
Kodomo.
Of course, that's a three-time Emmy nominee, Chris Child from New York City, known especially for video game sound scores on Harmonix games like Amplitude, Frequency, and the iPod game Phase. Really dope track. 9 minutes. I think it's like 35 seconds of just ill chill. Really good shit. I'm usually a fan of Ill Kill, but, you know, not everybody likes punk like I do, so that's why I bring this kind of stuff to you guys. Coming up next, we got DJ Shadow. I've got a choice here, actually. I've got a choice between playing 8 minutes and 59 seconds of DJ Shadow with the song called In Flux, or I also have the DJ Shadow reduced version of In Flux, which is 3 minutes and 18 seconds. I don't know if you guys are ready for another 9-minute round, so I'm going to go with 3 minutes and 19 seconds. DJ Shadow, name of the song is called Influx. DBT-CRFM. 517, you dropped off the switchboard. I did notice that. But I do see that we got a lot of guests in the chat room. So if you want to call back in, please feel free. I don't know if that might be Chris Lawrence. I saw that you were listening to the show. But if that is you, Chris Lawrence, feel free to call back in, brother. DJ Shadow, Influx. We'll be right back. Dildo Maka. Ah, shit, man. DJ Shadow in flux, 3 minutes 18 seconds from what I'm seeing, but there's a discrepancy of about 60 seconds there. 3 minutes 19 seconds is what I'm showing that just played. So, boom, there you go. Yeah, man, I love DJ Shadow. He's going to have to start showing up here a lot more. The reason that I'm picking all these songs for tonight is because it's pretty much the soundtrack that we had going on during the 4 after-hour parties that happened over last weekend during Mothpocalypse and Happy Fucking and things, thanks to the Literary Underground, of course, as I got my coffee in the meth lab. Appreciate you guys, everything you guys do. But yeah, you know, like, that's why we brought all the songs to the show tonight. And one thing that really stuck out to me during that trip was Michelle McDonald's Reed, which she opened up the Mothpocalypse reading of it on Sunday, November 4th, the Harwood Arts Center. Michelle, of course, being the chief of Literary Underground. And, of course, the reason that we're all here today or tonight, what have you. Michelle, thanks for joining us. Yes, that would be Tunnel Voice all the way from Illinois, the Springfield area, I believe. Or you could actually call that sort of a hybrid Tunnel Voice from the Chicago, not Chicago, I'm sorry, Dayton, Ohio area. It sounded like Mr. Brian Fugier. I don't know. But that brings me to another point. You guys actually should tune in to another show that has a variety of, I don't know, like what we like to call the spinoff of Tunnel Voices. You guys can actually tune in to the Literary Underground on Wednesdays and listen to Wednesday Night Service. Pretty good show, actually. It does pretty well. So you guys should definitely tune back in and listen to that. You know what? Actually, I'm going to play this one because I was actually hanging out with Bud Smith and William Stewart Bonney in the what I like to call the basement of Route 66 studio. And we were discussing this song, and Bud Smith actually asked me, "Hey, man, what's this song?" I can't do a really good Bud Smith impression just yet, but I will. And where is this song at? Ah, there it is. Okay, Q65 is the name of the band. The name of the song, of course, is "Get Out of My Life, Woman." Which I, you know, I'm not agreeing with the title of the song, of course, because I know a woman that I definitely want to keep around. Miss Lindsay Thomas, who was at Mothpocalypse and totally killed it at Happy Fucking Endings. Actually, in my opinion, performance of the day. "Get Out of My Life, Woman" by a name of a band of, yeah, Q65. Right. Shit. We'll be right back.
Get out of my life, woman.
I'm
With Get Out of My Life, Woman, or as they like to say, Get Out of My Life, Woman. That's a good shit. Deutsch Garage. God damn, I can't even talk right now. Deutsch Garage rock band from 1965, part of the nerd beat genre. You guys might be familiar with some of the bands that, you know, they were in league with, like the Yardbirds or whoever the fuck Eric Clapton played with back in the day. Fuck Eric Clapton. Yeah, Q65. I do see that Red Fez Radio is actually logged into the chat room. Big shout out to Red Fez Radio, of course. I do appreciate everything that Tim Murray does. And, oh, hey, Lindsay Thomas is back from the gay bar. Awesome. Hey, how was the gay bar? Oh, okay. Homo whisper. All right. That's the way that works. Right here, Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808. Coming up next, I think what we're going to do is play DJ Food. Name of the artist, Gus. If you guys have listened to the show before, you might be familiar with him. Really dope tracks. Name of the song, of course, is Spiral Dub. Like dubstep. DJ Food, Spiral Dub, DBTCRFM. I'm your host, Frankie Flash Metro, or DJ, whatever. We'll be right back.
This one will educate, inform, and inspire. We'll be right back.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't necessarily have to be killed off, but her compound would have to be a little bit different. It could be a zombie apocalypse compound for swingers who want to have orgies, but only from the waist up. And everybody is always comfortable with a bizarre love triangle who enjoy recording special debates amongst themselves while masturbating.
Project U newsfeed for Friday, November 9th of 2012, 70 degrees here actually in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Brought to you, of course, by the Literary Underground. You guys can go to www.theliteraryunderground.org for all your draconian vampire information, as well as information about your mother's medicine cabinet, Wednesday night service, and Zygote in my radio. Today's news feed is actually about, since we're talking about Literary Underground, let's go ahead and mention that Wednesday night service, which we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, will be returning next week, available around 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I do want to mention that you guys can actually send in you can send in audio clips that you would like play during the show, like news stories, music, if you like to, you know, certain songs or put in some requests or what have you, or if you have some audio clips of yourself reading poems or what have you, please send it to Mish, M-I-S-H as in Harry, Mash, M-A-S-H as in Harry, at theliteraryunderground.org. Once again, that was Mish, Mash, at theliteraryunderground.org. Send all your audio clips. Also, I did want to mention that you guys can go to www.unlikelystories.org and check out the interdependency issue now live there. Great stuff there featuring poems from Anthony Hitchin, prose from Petra Whiteley, as well as interviews with Jude Cowan Montague, a UK sound artist, and a very, 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 very special story from Mr. Meth Lab chief operator himself, Nuwamba Flamingo, nonfiction story as well, so that's the best part about it. Really great shit. And lastly, but definitely not leastly, I do want to mention that there is a new online print publication out there in the works right now called Cleft, K-L-E-F as in Frank, T as in Tom, Jaw, Cleft Jaw, which would be edited by myself, Mr. Dustin Holland. We will be running on a, online quarterly basis and a biannually print basis. You guys can always send poetry up to 3 poems and prose up to 1,500 words to Cleft, K as in King, L as in Larry, E as in Edward, F as in Frank, T as in Tom, Jaw, J as in Jack, A as in Alpha, W as in William, at gmail.com. Please send all your submissions there as well. I mean, if you feel like you got to send a bio, that's cool. We're not really big on bios, but, you know, if you feel like you got to add one, we probably won't add it anyway. We might. I don't know. I don't know how that stuff works. But please send your submissions there. And, of course, you guys can always go to Facebook, type in Clefjaw, and find our Facebook page and give you a little bit of information about, you know, what we're looking for and what the certain aesthetic is, if you will. I'm going to take this opportunity, before I play the next song, to call out one red-headed stepchild and Red Fez radio host, Mr. Tim Murray. I saw you in the chat room, Tim Murray. I saw you floating around, and you got scared of the dubstep. I saw you back out. I saw you act like a little bitch, and you need to call in and stop being a little bitch. Stop hiding behind your audio clips and your voices and your little acting roles. Just come on out the closet, Tim Murray, motherfucker. This next song is for you. And, you know, this I'm actually playing this for you, Tim Murray, because you were not here last weekend, and we missed the fuck out of you, brother. And this song is from a band that actually played at Mothpocalypse. I can't even call it playing because it was serious and it was Ill Kill, and they totally killed it. Name of the band is Good Greed. Albuquerque local band. Very cool. Name of the song is called Funk E. Right here, Draconian Vampire Tunnel is Closer Repairs or DVT-CRFM. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We'll be right back.
Masturbating and the political debates are just a game anymore because there isn't any more internet or BTR. There's only a cassette player with a CD player, a ghetto blaster from the 1990s. Luckily, somebody thought to grab the ABBA and the Three Times Bad CD. Or maybe, just maybe, Three Times Bad could be in that compound too, because in her ideal zombie apocalypse compound, it would be just awesome if they had a truck that they could drive around and sing corn breadcrumbs around in different places on the compound all the time.
that was Good Green with Funk, E as in Edward. Really great track. And, of course, if you guys missed Good Green this past Sunday, goddamn, they were playing guitars with their teeth, motherfuckers. Like, shit was crazy. I don't even know. I'm not gonna bother you with details. But what I am going to do for you is I'm gonna play a little bit of RJD2. The name of this song is called Chicken Bone Circuit. Yeah, I love the name of that song. It really, really kicks ass. Chicken Bone Circuit, RJD2. Yeah, we'll be right back.
One complicated 29-year-old faggot. I'm only saying it because that's what he calls himself and everybody else. He says, "I wish the whole world was a faggot." I'm only saying it because that's how Brad would want it. I could introduce him to people, lots of people who would love him for who he is, and he could actually be more interesting and way funnier than Chris Farley. But he wouldn't even have to be the fat guy. He could be handsome, and I would be the one to be his personal trainer. I will take him for runs, and I will whisper in his ear, and I will be the one to save him from Macomb, Illinois.
Contact.
Mark Daniels and Chris Beaumonds, or Beaumonds, two halves of a little bit of acid jazz group called 45 Dip. Name of that song, of course, being Smoke in the Cockpit. And that's exactly how it felt this weekend while I was hanging out in the Route 66 basement studio with Mr. William Seward Bonney. There was definitely smoke in the cockpit. You better believe that. Take it however how you want it, but man, I've never been so high. Good shit. And I'm not just talking like, you know, THC, you know, cannabinoid high. I'm talking like natural high, like feeling, I don't know, I was telling William Seward Bonney today that it felt like we were a bunch of raping hippies. There was a lot of love in the room. There's a lot of punk going on, too. A lot of punk heads. A lot of punk kids. A lot of punk attitude. All that good stuff, you know. God damn, I love being back. I did want to mention that DBTCRFM will be moving to Friday nights, 11 p.m. Mountain Time, 10 p.m. Western Standard Time, 12 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Because we feel like Fridays are the epitome of the F in DBTCRFM. Right? That's what we feel, right? That's the way we feel. Draconian Vampire Research Team is making odd eyes at me and staring at the ceiling. Okay. It's a good thing we got them on the staff, and they work for free. All that great stuff. Where do you go from here? Colossus. The name of that. Since we're talking about the fact that we used to be on Tuesdays and now we're on Fridays, I think this track is fitting. Name of the artist is called Colossus. Name of the song is called My Former Self. 6 minutes, 26 seconds of ear fuck. Let's do this. We'll be right back. I'm That was Colossus with My Former Self, kind of stepping out of the shell of the Tuesday night husk that we've grown accustomed to. And actually, I did want to mention that Draconian Vampire Tunnel will be celebrating 1 year on the air this month. So looking forward to that. I'm not sure what the exact date is, but I'm kind of hoping that we'll do a show on that night. You guys, just tune in. Keep posted, www.theliteraryunderground.org. Keep up to date on all that information, of course. Well, it looks like we've come to that time of the show again. And coming back from a month hiatus, I did want to mention that it's good to be back. I love the show. I love doing the show. I love everybody that listens into it and everybody that supports it. And I also love all of our Draconian Vampire Tunnel research team and our Draconian Vampire Tunnel's voices, wherever they may be, wherever they may derive from. Really good shit. Hey, sometimes they drink, you know, Mineralagua, Club Soda, Alitos, whatever. Last song of the evening, which I believe we ended a previous show with these guys, and I brought them back because they're really good at that. Name of the song is Sure Thing. Name of the artist is Saint Germain. Probably bring some more information on these guys whenever we come back, or if it is more than one person. You guys have been listening to Draconian Vampire Tunnel. Is Close to Repairs. I've been your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, DBT CRFM. We'll catch you guys next week. Peace.
Yeah. Touriste, touriste de Saint-Germain.